In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, we've learned to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And we've also learned in Joshua 1, verse 8, that the book of the law must not depart from out of our mouths, but we are supposed to meditate therein day and night, that we may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For that is when our way shall be made prosperous. He said, we shall make our way prosperous, and then we shall have good success by meditating upon the word of God in relation to the vision. So if we want to prosper under the vision, we have to study the word of God in relation to the vision day and night, that consistently. And we've also seen in Psalm 1 verse 2, we must delight in the law of the Lord, and we should meditate upon it day and night. So we ought to study the vision in relation to the word of God, ensuring that that which God has revealed in his word concerning the vision is what is implemented. Now, today we must have this understanding that there is a cause for every vision, and it can be located through meditation or prayerful study. So here, another rendition of meditation here is to study prayerfully. To study prayerfully, we know that the Spirit of God is here to guide us into all truth. One of the mandates of the Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth. And so we cannot study the word of God in relation to the vision without the leading of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, and that's why we ought to pray. Praying that the Spirit of God will guide us as we study his word in relation to the vision. In John 18:37, Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king then? Jesus answered, thou seest that I am a king. To this end I was born. And for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. For everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Jesus expounded the truth that there is a cause. There is a cause. Every vision is brought about for a purpose, for a cause. For a cause. There is a cause for every vision. In Luke chapter 4, verse 16, scripture says, and Jesus came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. So this wasn't the first time he was doing that. It was his custom. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he opened the book, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, and to set all at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And 20, and he closed the book and gave it again to the minister and sat down, and the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fasting on him. There was a cause, a prophecy, scripture by the prophet Isaiah, and it indicated a cause. And Jesus came onto the scene to fulfill that course. Every vision fulfills a certain course per time or per season according to God's timing or his program on the earth. So the vision of Glow Music is to fulfill a certain course for the end time. Like Jesus saw it in scripture, that which had been written, and then he read it. The same way we also have to see, or that which the Lord has revealed unto us, we ought to definitely go by it, keep studying and studying and studying in prayer. And the Lord, as he fulfilled the purpose of Christ on the earth, our purpose as a ministry will continue to be fulfilled on the earth, to give him all the glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. It's time to worship. Let's first of all thank the Lord for the opportunity to sing songs of worship to his name right now. Speak to the Lord right now, thanking him for this opportunity to sing songs of worship to his name. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity that you have given it to us to sing songs of worship to your holy name this evening. We give you all the praise and we give you all the glory. You are worthy of all of our praise, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Also pray asking the Lord to forgive you of any known and unknown sins, as the Lord to cleanse you with his blood Also pray right now, forgiving anyone who has offended you in any way right now. Speak to the Lord and release them from your heart right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I forgive anyone who has offended me in any way right now. I release them from my heart this minute in the name of Jesus. Let go of every offense in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you and I give you all the praise, Lord, for this release in our lives in the name of Jesus. Give you all the praise, Lord, in Jesus' name. Finally, pray to our Father in heaven to accept your worship as we sing songs of worship to him right now. Speak to the Lord right now. Lord, we pray that as we come before you, you accept our worship as we sing to you. Help us to sing from the depths of our hearts, Lord. Accept our worship this evening once again. Lord, we thank you for this time. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
God, it is he that hath made us, not we ourselves. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. So that is why we are here. That is why we want to worship him. He made us. He made us for himself. He made us for a purpose. Therefore, Psalm 96 verse 9. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
So as we begin with thanksgiving, just exalt the name of the Lord. It is because he's King. That's why we're not concerned. It's because he loves us. That's why we're not paying for our iniquities. And his blood is constantly speaking to us.
My offering.
Oh.
The beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. The Lord is the beginning and the end. Let's worship the name of the Lord and give him all the glory, Jesus. Lord, we worship you, we give you all the glory, give you all the adoration. You're worthy of all of our praise, you're worthy of all of our things. Worship you. Shaddai, we give you all the praise, Jehovah Nissi. We worship you, our King and our ruler of the universe. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you. We give you all the praise now. We worship your name. Give you all the praise in the name of Jesus. We are worthy of praise now. We thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
sufficient God. Verse 8. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We cannot run with a vision by our own strength. As we worship, may the Lord strengthen us by his Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Shame upon Jesus. Bye.
Jesus, you are worthy. The grace to be able to do your will at all times. In Jesus' name,
amen.
I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. I'll say yes, Lord,
I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord.
Run in a race, run all, but one receiveth the prize. So run that ye may obtain. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you run with the vision the Lord and asking the Lord in this worship to do whatever he wants with us. Because he's the rewarder. And so he measures what warrants your reward. So Lord, let us do what you want to do, not what we think is right. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're running with God's vision. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then I won't.
Only Jesus can save. Only Jesus can rescue man from sin. Regardless of whatever you try to do, it's the blood of Christ Jesus, the sacrifice that he made, which can deal with the sinful nature of man. Maybe you have tried so many ways. You tried to do good. You tried several religions. You tried various ways to get closer to God. You sense this vacuum in your heart. Today I'm here to let you know that Jesus is the only way, the truth, and the life. There's that void in your heart that no woman can fill, no man can fill. No amount of money can fill. Only Jesus can fill that void in your heart. Today, I submit to you, my Savior and Lord Jesus, the one who has saved us all and who can grant you access to eternal life by granting you your relationship back to our Father in heaven. If you believe in faith, confessing him as Lord over your life, you will never be the same again. And you will experience this newness of life that only our Creator, the possessor of heaven and earth, can give. Just say these few words after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I stand before you, a sinner unable to save myself. I thank you for keeping me to see this day of salvation. I'm here to surrender my life completely and totally to you. Please come into my heart. Be my Lord, be my Savior, be my King, the ruler of my life from today and forevermore. Please grant me your Holy Spirit that I can live a life that is pleasing to you and to you alone. In Jesus' mighty name have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. If you just said this prayer, contact us via email info@globemusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.